KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 26 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 41. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the news, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, a firefighter has suffered a minor injury in a fire that damaged a house in Clive. Fire Chief Rick Rowe said the fire appears to have started in the house basement on Sunday night. A woman who lives at the home and three of her sisters who were there escaped unharmed. That fire caused an estimated $100,000 in damage. The cause was being investigated. And in eastern Iowa, authorities say five people safely escaped flames that damaged a house in Traer. A television station reports firefighters were dispatched to the house around 3:30 this morning. A male occupant noticed the fire in the living room, so he awakened his wife so they could flee. Three teenaged children escaped through an upstairs window. The cause of that fire is also under investigation. I'll have a check of Western Iowa news coming up next.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says a Pottawatomie County woman was sentenced last Friday to 10 years in prison for her role in a methamphetamine distribution in western Iowa. 51-year-old Susan Lee Combs was sentenced for conspiracy to distribute meth. U.S. Senior District Court Judge Ronald Longstaff imposed a period of 5 years of supervised release on Combs following her incarceration. Her co-defendant, 52-year-old David Duane Mendez from Polk County, was sentenced to 9 years in prison for his role in the conspiracy to distribute meth, as well as a four-year period of supervised release. Combs and Mendez entered guilty pleas to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine on September 6th of last year. At the time of their respective pleas of guilty, each admitted that they agreed to sell methamphetamine that was obtained from a source in South Omaha to individuals in Iowa, particularly in Council Bluffs and the Des Moines areas. Their investigation was conducted by the Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, the Mid-Iowa Narcotics Task Force, and Polk County Attorney's Office. And a senior U.S. District Court judge on Friday sentenced a Pottawatomie County resident to 10 years in prison on methamphetamine-related charges. 50-year-old Michael James Vore received the sentence for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Judge Robert Pratt also imposed a period of 8 years of supervised release following Bohr's incarceration. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says in September of 2012, Bohr was found guilty by a jury of possession with the intent to distribute meth. The evidence at the trial showed that the Iowa State Patrol was conducting an investigation into the possession and transportation of stolen commercial utility trailers in May of 2011. And as part of their investigation, members of the patrol conducted a traffic stop on Bohr as he was pulling a suspected stolen trailer from behind his pickup truck. While searching the pickup that Bohr was driving, troopers located about 50 grams of pure methamphetamine along with a large stack of U.S. currency, a digital scale, and notes consistent with the sale of a controlled substance. That investigation was also conducted by the State Patrol, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the Southwest Iowa Task Force, Pott County Sheriff's Office, and Pott County Attorney's Office, and was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A report about a prowler led to the arrest Sunday night of a Lenox man. According to the Lenox Police Department, officers received a call from a resident in the 400 block of West Michigan Street at around 7 p.m. with regard to a man who allegedly entered their property and disconnected the cable connection to their TV. Following an investigation into the incident, 59-year-old James Teague of Lenox was arrested on a charge of trespassing. Teague was transported to the Taylor County Jail. A resident in rural Page County is missing their flat-screen TV and some tools following a burglary which occurred sometime between January 29th and February 3rd. The incident happened at a residence located at 2481 P Avenue in Page County. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office, which also reports the arrest on Sunday night of 22-year-old Jasmine Wilcoxon of Coyne. She was taken into custody on a Page County warrant. Additional details are not currently available on the warrant itself. Wilcoxon was being held in the Page County Jail on $300 cash bond. And this past Saturday, 24-year-old Amy Samuels of Shenandoah was arrested in Page County for OWI first offense following a traffic stop at around 12:30 a.m. for failure to obey a traffic control device. She was brought to the Page County Jail, and Samuels later posted a $1,000 bond before being released. Officials at the Lenox Police Department say they're investigating the theft of a vehicle that occurred over the weekend. Police Chief John Huggins said the four-door 1999 Pontiac Grand Prix was reported missing from the 700 block of East Temple Street. The theft occurred sometime between the hours of 7 p.m. Sunday and 7:45 a.m. on Monday. The vehicle has Iowa license plate number 497TRH, and anyone with information concerning the vehicle is asked to contact the Lenox Police Department. Longtime Harlan City official Orville Orv Rocker died late last week after dealing with some health issues over the past few months. Harlan City Administrator Terry Cox said Rocker was a community man.
He loved Harlan, and he was on the council, and then he was mayor. I met him probably in 77 or 78 and had a good relationship with him. Always teased him as my adopted father. But he loved the community and tried to help it grow in so many ways. He was just a pure supporter of Harlan. He's a great personality, and he could tell a joke anytime on any topic. He's just a nice person.
Rocker also was a staple at many community events until health problems persisted. And Cox said that Rocker had a good life.
It's sad to see him go, but he had a good life. And the last few years, a lot of his close friends, he had more than 9 lives. We always teased him, but... Anyway, it's sad to see him go, but he was a great gentleman for the community.
Rocker was the Harlan mayor from 1982 to 1987 after being a council member from 1980 to 81. He was also on the council in 2002 and until October of 2012. He resigned from his council position last October. Rocker's funeral service will take place tomorrow at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. A veterinarian from Audubon County is the latest winner of the Guy Powell Award. Officials of the Midwest Partnership Economic Development Corporation say Dr. Darrell Olson of Audubon County received the Guy Powell Award for his contributions to the community and organizations he supports. The award was presented during the organization's annual dinner and meeting on January 24th in Panora. The Guy Powell Award was established in honor of the late Guy Powell of Greenfield, who served as president of the Midwest Partnership EDC Board of Directors and was an active volunteer in several other community organizations. The award is intended to recognize excellence in leadership and passion for economic development, taking into account vision, leadership, courage, and impact. Dr. Darrell Olson was nominated by several persons for his active involvement with Audubon County. He's held numerous offices over the years for local churches and community improvement organizations. The doctor is also a partner in one of Audubon County's most successful and growing businesses, and that is the Audubon Manning Veterinary Clinic, or AMVC. Officials say he continues to spearhead community improvement projects and shows exceptional support for Audubon's schools. The family of Guy Powell was present at the dinner to assist in honoring Dr. Olson. It's the fourth year the award has recognized the economic development contributions of an individual in the Midwest Partnership EDC region. Last year's winner was Gail Stewart from Adair County. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, relatives of the 5-year-old boy rescued from an Alabama bunker say the boy is happy to be home and he looks good. The boy's great uncle, Berlin Enfinger, told ABC's Good Morning America program that the child appears to be doing well. Yesterday afternoon, FBI agents stormed a bunker in Midland City, Alabama, where 65-year-old Jimmy Lee Dykes had been accused of holding the 5-year-old after shooting and killing a school bus driver last Tuesday and then snatching the boy. A real estate data provider says U.S. home prices jumped by the most in 6.5 years in December, spurred by a low supply of available homes and rising demand. CoreLogic says home prices rose 8.3% in December compared with a year earlier. That is the biggest annual gain since May of 2006. Prices rose last year in 46 out of 50 states. The U.S. government is suing the debt rating agency Standard & Poor's, accusing it of giving high ratings to risky mortgage bonds that helped to bring about the financial crisis. The government filed a complaint late last night saying S&P misled investors by stating that its ratings were objective and uninfluenced by any conflicts of interest. Documents show that officials at New Orleans Superdome were worried last fall about losing power at the Super Bowl. Authorities are still investigating what caused Sunday's 34-minute blackout that delayed the game. State officials warned in an October 15th memo that tests on the dome's electrical feeders showed decay and a chance of failure. The utility that supplied the stadium with power had also expressed concern. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Robert W. Pierce, age 85, of Panora, died Saturday. Services for Robert Pierce will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Billy Carl Marples, age 62, of Elkhorn, died Thursday. Services for Billy Marples will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Madsen, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Kimbleton, died Saturday. Funeral services for Don Madsen will be held today at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. Gregory Edwards, age 58, of Adair, died Friday. Funeral services for Greg Edwards will be held today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Orville Bernard Rocker, age 82, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Orville Rocker will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Rebecca Lee Bartlett, age 28, of Bagley, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Bartlett will be this Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Junith Conrad, age 78, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Services for Junith Conrad are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.